Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, our show today has been all about travel, sports, sporting events, you know, making those sporting events into really a vacation, you know, looking at it that way, Olivia, instead of just saying, oh, we're going to that game and we'll just, you know, check out the game, but there's so much else to do. Now, when we talk about our quarter miles program, you know, a lot of states have sporting events all the time.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure every state has at least one really great sports story, and there's certainly places you can check out. And the one that we're going to focus on today is the state of New York.
Oh, there's a lot of sports in New York, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, we might not all be fans of them, but we have to admit they have quite the history.
Well, I'm not sure who that non-fan is, but we won't call any names. It starts with an M. We've mentioned him earlier in the show. But okay, so what's the quarter, you know, the New York quarter? What's it all about?
Yes, first we'll look at what's actually on the New York quarter, and then we'll talk about ways that you can kind of embrace sports when you're there. So the New York quarter is engraved by Alfred Maletsky in January 2001, and it features the Statue of Liberty overlaying an outline of the state with the inscription Gateway to Freedom. And the state outline has the line of the Hudson River and the route of the Erie Canal. So that design is meant to highlight New York's symbolism as a point of entry for millions of immigrants.
And New York is so well known for that. And when you go to New York, talking about going for sporting events, the Statue of Liberty and that whole area is definitely an area that you want to go and check out and take that tour.
Absolutely. You can visit the Statue of Liberty on Liberty Island. And if you want to do that, the National Park Service strongly advises to make an advance ticket. There are three different kinds of tickets you can get, and the tickets to go inside the statue and go up to the crown, those people buy those tickets months in advance. So just to give you an idea of when you should buy those tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. And just how popular that is. I mean, I think everyone wants to see it. I mean, it's an iconic. I mean, it's an international, worldwide iconic landmark. And when you're in New York, you definitely want to check that out. I've seen those long lines. Long time ago, I stood in them. But recently in New York, I saw them. They're still long.
Yes.
That hasn't changed.
Absolutely. And another place to check out kind of in the same vein is Ellis Island National Museum of Immigration. Chronicles the stories of 12 million immigrants who passed through Ellis Island from 1892 to 1954. So lots of stories are taken there.
So much to see there. I mean, and, you know, also, too, if you look at that line and you say, oh, no, I can't do that, just taking even the Staten Island Ferry over to Staten Island, you get a chance to get a really, really good view, some great Photoshop shots of the Statue of Liberty. So that can be your kind of really fallback.
Yeah, that's your plan B.
That is definitely a plan B, because you want to see it up close and in person.
Yes, and there's a lot to see on Liberty Island. There's a museum that kind of chronicles the making of the statue and designer Frederick Bartholdi's process, all the difficulties he had making it, you can imagine. And then you can also take guided tours from the park rangers, why the statue was made, important figures in the construction. So there's a lot that you can learn on that island.
Well, that's fantastic. And absolutely, that should be top of the list. But now when we're talking about sports and traveling for sports, and New York has so many iconic teams and teams that are just well known around the world as well.
Right.
When you think about sports.
I mean, even when the Knicks aren't playing well, you still want to go to a game just to be in Madison Square Garden.
Exactly, exactly. So not only are the teams well known, but the venues where they play are very well
just
known as
well.
Just as well known. But now in New York, there's also the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, which was established in 1939. So it's been around for a long time. And it's captured a lot of great baseball history.
Yes, it is. Cooperstown is considered the home of baseball, though there is some debate as to whether it was actually created in Cooperstown.
Right.
But nevertheless, it is visited by nearly 300,000 people every year. And there are three floors worth of exhibits and attractions in the Baseball Hall of Fame. So a couple exhibits are the Taking the Field exhibit, examines baseball's beginnings in the 19th century, and it holds the oldest known baseball jerseys. So you can kind of get a sense of how long baseball has kind of been a part of our culture.
Exactly.
And society.
And it really is. I mean, when you think about baseball, you think about America, think about baseball. It really is kind of our national sport.
They go hand in hand.
The
20th century baseball timeline is a whole separate exhibit, because there's such a long history of baseball in the U.S. And in this timeline, you'll see highlights of Babe Ruth, and it holds the bat that he used to hit his 60th home run in the 1927 season. Also is a great exhibit on women in baseball. There's a long history there, too.
That would be fun to see. But, you know, the pride and passion the African-American baseball experience dating back to the Civil War really captures a lot of the baseball history that people may not know really even existed.
Yes.
So that's a really great exhibit to check out as well when you're visiting there.
Yes, and there's also Viva Baseball, an interactive exhibit dedicated to baseball in the Caribbean Basin countries. We've had so many great baseball players out of that area.
Yes. When I was in Cuba a couple of years ago, I had an opportunity to meet a baseball player from Cuba that had played here in the U.S. So, yes, you're absolutely right. A lot of good players have come from the Caribbean. But now on the first floor, there is also a learning center with hands-on learning experiences, baseball at the movies, chronicling baseball movies. So it's a lot of different things that you can see there as well.
Yes, and there's a Sandlot Kids Clubhouse, kind of let all that energy out after having to walk through several exhibits and be quiet. But there's a place where you can kind of let the kids play.
Oh, yeah.
And in Cooperstown, it's a beautiful area. There's the Otsego Lake, so there's beautiful scenery there. There's also the Fenimore American Art Museum, the Farmer's Museum that has kind of an immersive 19th century village, and the Leatherstocking Golf Course, beautiful views of the lake if you want to go there, and also a butterfly conservatory. So there's a lot to take in little Cooperstown.
And if you're into railroads, so you can also check that out too. You ride along the Cooperstown and the Charlotte Valley Railroad and take that in too. So it's so much to do. So again, you're not just only going to New York for those ball games. You can check out some other things. Mini golf, Wild West pistol laser tagging, so many things to do.
And you can take your canoe or kayak rentals out on Otsego Lake as well. And also, there's the Cooperstown Bat Company featuring pro model bats that are used in the MLB.
Oh, wow. That would be interesting to check out.
So definitely, obviously, best place to go if you're a baseball fan.
If you love baseball, that's it. Now, we should have asked Dan when we had him on the last segment if he has been, because I'm sure he has.
Right. And he talked about a lot of the exclusive pictures he had access to. Another great exhibit at the Hall of Fame, actually two, are Picturing America's Pastime, which holds over 250,000 photographs of the game and the league and important moments in baseball history.
That is so fascinating. I would love to see that. I just love to see photographs and just imagine, you know, because it captures that one moment in time. But really, what story is that picture really telling?
Right. Yeah, and you think about that. Baseball diamonds. You know, baseball is a really beautiful sport just visually.
Mm-hmm. I think so. It's really nice to be out at the game.
Yes. Another exhibit that I would love to check out is the new face of baseball, Osvaldo Solas's American Baseball Photographs, which come from the acclaimed Cuban photojournalist Osvaldo Solas. He highlighted the new faces of Latin and Black players who entered the league following integration after Jackie Robinson broke that barrier in 1947.
Another great story to tell. I mean, there's so many great baseball players that are African-American, that are Cuban, that are from the Caribbean, as you mentioned. So it would just be interesting to really highlight and see, you know, what their lives and their contribution to the game is all about. And it's great that there's a museum that highlights that.
Yeah, specifically highlights their journey, and they've, you know, contributed so much to all of our favorite baseball memories.
Yes, those baseball memories. Now, okay, this is a show all about sports and travel, and I know you love sports, so what would you travel for in terms of sports? What would be your target?
Well, I would love to go to the Boston Garden because I'm a Boston Celtics fan, and I'd love to see all of those 17 championship banners up in the rafters and that classic parquet flooring. And it also just seems like a very raucous environment during games.
Well, hey, you've got to put that on your list. It won't be a bucket list. You got to move it up. You know, you could put that on your list for maybe the end of this year, the first of next year.
Yes.
Go ahead and get that done. Get that one checked off. That would be great. Now, this has been a great show. I love this show because I learned so much because I haven't traveled a lot because of sports. And I've learned a lot. So I see now there's some places where I can go and some things that I can do in connection with my sports travel. Now, thank you guys for joining us today, Olivia and I. This has been a great show. You can always check out our website at travelbagswithanita.com. We'll be back in a week. Bye-bye.